Welcome back to the Jay and Bay Neighbor Gamers. I'm Bay, and I'm joined with my neighbor, Jay.
What is up, Bay? How are you?
Doing awesome, considering I have to go back to work.
Oh, yeah. Totally like, understand. Yeah. I just learned something about you. I didn't know that you didn't like cut water.
It tastes like medicine. And you know what? It reminds me of back in the day drinking Zima.
What?
Do you remember that?
Zima. I remember. Is that that blue bottle thing?
Blue bottle. Yeah. It was a clear, looks like, it was like a soda-y alcoholic beverage.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I've never liked that flavor to me.
Huh. Yeah. That reminds you of it, huh?
Yeah. And you know what? The people that we know, like we have friends that love Cutwater.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
You know, how about their Roman Coke?
You know, I don't know if I tried that or I don't remember it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but some of the...
Probably if you drink too much, that's why, huh?
Well, what was the one that I had? It was the Long Island iced tea version.
Right.
Right? And there was this other one that... it was more of a... Or this Mai Tai. This isn't like my... My cup of tea.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. All right.
It just, it tastes, I don't know. It tastes like fake. Like, I don't know how to even explain it.
Okay.
It's not appealing to me.
All right. All right. Yeah. When I was a kid, I didn't like to get sick, right? But when I was sick, my mom would give me Dimetapp. That was good. That grape flavor.
Okay.
Because Robitussin, kid, oh my God, that thing was terrible. It was so hard to take. But you know, it's weird. When I was a young nurse, I had to give a fentanyl lollipop.
Oh.
Which is crazy. Kids, adults, don't take this. It will kill you. I don't know how much I had in it, but then I remember I had a patient and said, oh, I take fentanyl lollipops. And then the doctor ordered it. I was like, what the heck is this? I opened it, I gave it to him, and he was just, it was like a blow pop.
Really?
Yeah, remember that?
With the candy center?
Something. He might have seen it when he's on it. You know what I'm saying? Among other things, unicorns or whatever, man.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. That's crazy,
interesting,
man.
Interesting. Yeah. So you're listening to the Jay and Bay Neighbor Gamers podcast. We're a couple guys that love talking about video games, entertainment, and today we've got some news to talk about E3, and I'll let Jay talk about that later. And news about that for 2022, and normally E3's in the summer. We also have a preview of the show Peacemaker, and talk about what we think about how that will do for this season coming up. And it starts this week. It starts actually on the 13th. And lastly, talk about Steam Deck. And we got other things to talk about too, as far as different games and entertainment stuff. But those are our main topics for the day, Jay.
All right.
Yeah. Feeling better?
Yeah. Yeah, for the most part, feeling better.
All right. It's good to see you.
Yeah, you too, man.
Yeah. So let's jump right into this. And we're going to take a different approach with this, with some of these topics. I have this idea, Jay, and I want to call it take it or leave it. I'm going to pose some questions to Jay, and he's either going to take it and go with it and love it or leave it and... You know, kick it where it doesn't...
Kick it to the curb.
Kick it to the curb.
Gutter trash.
Garbage. So the first one, Jay. And it's all over Twitter, Jay.
All right.
The Last of Us remake. Near finished here. Probably going to come out the second half of 2022. Are you going to play this game, Jay? Last of Us.
Remastered. I will take it. If they implement all the updates that they've done with The Last of Us 2, it's going to have a better experience. I'm sure it's going to be like at 60 frames and 4K checkerboard or whatever. It's going to look sick. Yeah. You imagine that detail?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to look amazing.
Oh, my God. I cannot wait.
I'm not sure.
No?
You know what?
Babe, you don't want to relive it, man?
Oh, man. Cause I know what's gonna happen in The Last of Us 2, right?
Yeah, I'm taking this thing, but you're gonna kick it to the curb. You're gonna leave it. You're gonna preserve that mental image of low res Joel.
Low res Joel, man.
Yeah.
Beard and all.
Yeah.
And you know, avoiding the clickers, the different zombies. I have really great memories of Joel, and I totally, that's why I latched on to this,
right,
this character.
Yeah.
He was just survivor, father figure, and freaking zombie killer. You know, so I'm not sure. But I should, you know what? I'm gonna leave it, bro.
You're gonna leave it?
Yeah, I think I've had enough.
How about, what's your gameplay style when you play these games? Are you slow? Not saying bad. Are you slow, cautious? Pick your shots and your opportunities. Kind of like hide behind a corner, or are you aggressive? Because I've seen two different types. Because typically I play in the middle, where first off I pick my shots, and then once I'm found, then I just go aggressive.
Right.
And then I remember playing, watching Mike G play, and he it was years and years ago. He was playing super aggressive. Like, he would take the that 4x4,
uh-huh,
and he'd just run up and just boom, smash that freaking clicker, and then they would come around him, and he would just Molotov them all. I mean, it was like super aggressive. I was like, wow, that opened my eyes.
You know what? And I think that's cool, because sometimes you have to watch some way somebody else plays,
yeah,
and to get an appreciation or even have an understanding of how you should go about it. Because I'm slow,
right?
Yeah, I'm typically slow until, like you said, hey, now, then I'm found, and because you can't just sit and be a sitting duck, right? And then you got to go after them, and
right,
and take your shots,
yeah,
right. But if I can kind of stealth, yeah, my way across, yeah, some of these clickers,
right,
and then you know, cut their head off, I guess,
yeah,
from behind, then I don't know if that sounded right. But yeah, that's probably my approach.
Maybe you could try playing it again, but in a different approach, different perspective.
Just like, run aggressive.
That's what I did with Last of Us 2 when I went to platinum it. I was just super aggressive. Like, you know, that whole area with the spoilers with Ellie, and there's that whole scene where you're like going from one level to the next level to, you know, you just keep going down, and there's all these infected there. It was, and like, you can run through homes and houses and stores.
Yeah.
That was hard the first time. Second time, I was like, oh, hell no, come on, let's go. Let's go. I'm ready.
You're talking about, it's probably in the later part of the game, right?
Yeah, for her story, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, okay. And then she went through that, like, residential area, and she was looking for somebody, I want to say?
Then that's when you meet up with, I forgot the other guy, the Asian guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you meet up with him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
That was, the second playthrough, it was fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know what, that's interesting, because sometimes I don't go over the second playthrough, and I haven't done that on account, like, I'm jumping to the next game
right away.
Yeah. You know, so.
Leave it, huh?
For now.
I'm not going to have to do a bunch of convincing in order for you to play this game again, man.
I think part of it.
You're going to make me climb on that roof and then convince you? Climb on that roof, man. Play this game.
You convinced me to play Last of Us 2.
Yes.
But I think part of it is, like, knowing that it's a remaster.
Yeah.
It's hard for me to go back. Now, I say that, and then I went back and played The Witcher,
uh-huh,
and I found that on sale for $10. Like, how can you pass up a $10 game that I totally enjoyed when it was on, I think it was on the PS4, and I played, I don't know if I finished Blood and Wine, but dude, I played that game for hours and hours and hours.
Right.
And this is way before we started doing podcasts and stuff. But that was like, it was different. I don't know if I can say it's different or not, because it's a very similar game. You know, not that it's zombies and stuff, but like, hey, no, Witcher's more involved, I think. And there's a lot more side quests.
Yeah. I'd say it's more RPG.
Yeah.
Right? Whereas, yeah, Last of Us is more linear.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Man, I'm liking that game, though. Mm. The Witcher. Like, you gotta watch the show.
Oh, man. When there's times when I'm, like, sitting there, I'm like, what am I going to do? And which happened yesterday, and I just happened to go on the Corvette configurator and just start playing around with that. And then I looked at my desktop. I'm like, should I play a game or should I clean my desktop? I'm like, this is dumb. I should play a game or watch something.
Right.
Or ended up watching Encanto again.
Is it good?
It's good.
Oh, shoot. I haven't seen that yet.
Man.
Okay. We've been meaning to... Shoot, we had this time off. We should have watched it already.
Yeah, there's a song, man. Don't talk about Bruno. It's catchy.
Don't talk about Bruno.
It's too catchy, man. I'm listening to it at the gym. Like, yeah.
You're working out
people,
to that?
Yeah, people are thinking, like, I'm working out to... And I'm working to, like, some hard music. I'm like, nah, man. Secretly, I'm listening to Disney music.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Whatever. And I listen to that... I listen to one song on repeat.
What?
It's on repeat for an hour and a half.
I would never guess that with you.
Yeah, it's just
no.
It's just the beat because I can get my breathing, and if I know it's the same repetition, then it's easy for me.
You're talking about this Encanto song.
Yes.
You're listening to it over and over as you work out
for 1.5 hours. I did that today.
You know what? Maybe if I did that, I'd have arms like Jay over here. Wow. Okay, I'm going to have to watch it.
All right.
Well, you here you go.
You got the Eternals coming out on the 12th.
Shoot.
You're watching that?
I probably will, just to revisit it and like look at some of the storylines and the plots and stuff.
Okay.
But I'm not dying for it to come out. Yeah, I've already seen it, yeah. You know. So, yeah, that's all right. Now, here's another take it or leave it. Will Amazon Video complete the Fallout series?
Leave it. I wasn't really a Fallout guy.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. That's one of the games I really liked.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm taking that.
Okay.
I want them to finish it. Yeah.
Like finish the series, the story, or what are they doing with it?
Yeah. Like, so they got a director, and then finally they're supposed to do some production with this, right? And hopefully this kind of builds some momentum. They get this finished before the end of the year. I don't know.
Damn, look at video games, man. Like transferring to another medium.
Isn't it amazing? Because here we are, you know, you're talking about video games and also like comics
mm-hmm.
that are being put onto TVs and on the big screen.
Yeah.
And you got something like Spider-Man that could possibly get an Oscar.
Oh, dang, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, why not? Like, why wouldn't that be part of the conversation?
Right.
You know? And so I think it's cool because it used to be, you know, when we thought about video games and video games turned movies, we think of like Mortal Kombat.
Yeah. You know? First of all, Kombat was badass.
Yeah, and
guys. Mortal Kombat.
Come here. Get over here. Yeah, that's it. But normally, it wouldn't be in the same breath of like an Oscar.
Yeah, because you get Street Fighter the movie.
Right?
Oh, you guys, terrible. And you get a bunch of like games that turn into movies and it's just kaput, you know? But now I feel like they're taking it more seriously and they invest more and hire the right people and it could take off. Like, look at Uncharted. I'm looking forward to watching that.
Right.
Yeah. And now we got Fallout and you got The Last of Us that's coming out on HBO.
Yeah. And so Jonathan Nolan, director for this Fallout, I don't know who's going to play like the main character and how that's going to go. I don't know if they've released casting yet for it. But
didn't try and finish it in a year?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. That's my hope.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would be cool. But you know how things go. Everything's being pushed back.
Yeah.
You know. So here's another one. And I saw this, the trailer for this. Will HBO Max, DC Comics have a hit with the new series, Peacemaker.
Will they have a hit?
Yes.
And
that's John Cena as the Peacemaker.
I watched a trailer. It made me laugh a little bit. So I'd say I would invest time with it.
Okay.
So I'd take it.
Okay. All right.
All right.
I'm glad you said that because I watched the trailer and I was laughing.
Yeah.
You know, especially when he's going up and he's...
And the kids, right?
Yeah, that one, right? So he's in a classroom. Mm-hmm. It starts off, he's in a classroom, and he's like talking to these students about, you know, what he does and stuff, right? And then he accidentally drops like an F-bomb, or he says effing, and the teacher's like, oh, you know?
Excuse me, Mr. Peacemaker.
and then what does he do to cover up? Oh, he does a double bicep pose, and everybody's cheering and laughing and stuff. but the cool thing is, like, there are these supporting characters, and her name is Danielle Brooks, and I can't quite read my writing here, but she's the African American girl, right? And John's going around. She's covering him. She's like right next to him and she's got a pistol, and he's got a gun. And as soon as they pass somebody, he shoots them, and they drop on the ground. And then after he offs the guy, the girl shoots the guy on the ground. Right? And then they repeat this, and they go through 2-3 guys. He shoots him, and then she shoots him while they're on the ground.
Yeah.
And then he turns to her and goes, you don't have to shoot him after I kill him. And she's like, oh. But this is kind of funny back and forth. I kind of get the feeling when I see this that it's almost like the A-Team meets Deadpool.
Okay.
You know, and I say that because Deadpool's a little more rough around the edges.
Yeah,
you got a little more swearing and those type of those movies, and then you got like the A-Team is an old show. I'm totally dating myself. And those they were more fugitives, but you put together a bunch of guys and girls that don't quite match, you know, but I think it has the makings for something funny, at least. And I'm excited to see, because I don't know if you feel this way, but John Cena is actually a funny character.
Yeah, I like him.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And he kind of doesn't take himself seriously, you know, and it's actually comical, especially when he's having this conversation with the girl, and she says something that, oh, just because you think you're handsome doesn't mean that you can get away with all this, doing all this stupid stuff, right? And he looks at her and goes, oh, so you think I'm handsome? Yeah. So, I don't know. I think they might have something here.
Yeah.
You know, and who is it that was on? It was Lucille and Ed.
Yeah.
Right? And they're big DC fans.
Yeah.
And one thing they said was DC, they have this way of making it a little bit darker, mm-hmm. right? And then it just draws more interest into the characters and to the story. And I think they might have something there.
Yeah.
What did you, anything else stand out for you in the trailer?
Well, that being said, maybe they're looking at the Marvel formula over there, right? With some comedy here and there.
Yeah, you're right. Because the other person I think about is Quill.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And Quill, just naturally funny. Like, a little different. Because
yeah.
Quill's...
a different type of humor. Yeah.
Yeah.
Different personality.
Like, stupid funny. Yeah. You know, like, let's do a dance battle.
Yeah.
In the final fight. We're going to dance battle this. Yeah.
Right.
I don't even know what song. I think of, like... Michael Jackson song in a dance battle with Beat It.
Yeah, it might have been. I forget what song it was. Oh, I love Michael Jackson.
Shoot. So that's Peacemaker. Looking for that this week, even January 13th. Today's the 10th.
Yeah.
So when is that? Well,
3 more days.
3 more days. Here we go. Jay Wordle. Take it or leave it.
Leave that.
Wordle will be your next go-to game.
Where is my hose? So I can throw it down, sore, you know, push it down there with all the dirt leaves and whatever.
Jay, it's educational, man.
Educational, man. I don't know, man. We're watching this video. This guy describing it to me, and my eyes are kind of like rolling back. Like, let me. People know me at. You know, people that know me, when I was in elementary, middle school, high school, all my education, I did not read a single book for pleasure. There was no novel, no Harry Potter, no Lord of the Rings, no... The only book I remember reading was Ender's Game. That was it.
What's that?
What? It's sci-fi. It's a sci-fi.
Really?
Yeah. it's basically a kid that thinks he's playing a video game, but then he becomes like... He becomes the commander.
Okay.
But he thinks it's simulated game, but he's actually commanding real pilots against an alien invasion. And then when he figures that out, he's like, oh shit, there's actually risk, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, look at that. You remembered it.
Yeah, I remembered it because I read it. I enjoyed it.
Okay.
Twice, right? That's the only book I've read. I didn't even read Goosebumps. I remember I picked up the book. Hey, Mom, can you give me Goosebumps? And you know what I did? I just touched the... I just touched the book. I'm like, ooh, that's cool. And that's pretty much it. or those books that you choose your adventure.
Choose your own adventure, yeah, man.
I was reading that and I was like, let me draw. Let me play a video game. That was me.
Really?
Right? I would rather turn on my phone and read whatever, read more gaming stuff.
Okay.
Read more Kotaku, whatever, yeah. Destructoid.
Not even Encyclopedia Brown?
Do I have to use that to play this game? Because it seems like that's what I would have to do. I would have to open up another app so I can like expand my vocabulary and my spelling in order to be any good in this game. Are you playing against anybody in this game, or are you just playing against yourself?
I don't know, oh, man. Hell
no, forget it. Nope.
I don't know. I was hoping you knew something about this game.
Nah, man. This is,
it's very popular. Like
among the educated folk.
honestly, I saw it on Twitter. And it, like, just yesterday, it had, like, I want to say 700 tweets.
Dang.
Wordle tweets within an hour.
I have my BSN. That's, like, you know, the Bachelor of Science in Nursing, not the
Wordle.
No Wordle in the literature. What is that? What is this?
Wow.
What words do you put?
Let me put this word, advertise it, and let's put another word over here. It's like there's brown letters and green letters. Oh, let's put Bravo. Oh, there we go. There we go. We won. It's called Boost.
What is that? I don't know how fun. That doesn't sound fun to me.
Like, so if you get like a Wordle request from me, you're just going to ignore it?
No,
you're just
going to delete it? I have to respond. I will say thank you for the invite. But
you won't. I won't do that to you.
That's going to happen.
Your time is too valuable.
I don't know. I can't. That game, it didn't look fun to me.
Wow. Okay, Jay.
How about you?
I don't. If you're not playing it, I'm not playing it.
Hey, man, you're a teacher. You're the educational system. I don't know. You have a different perspective than I do.
I think it's encouraging that there's people that enjoy things like this. It's like Scrabble. It's like,
well, I would play Scrabble because you're playing against other people around the world.
Yeah. What was that other one? There was a handheld game that was about like putting words and sending it to somebody else. It's very, I don't know if it's similar to that, but I think it's cool. Because yeah. You know what? We want kids to have fun with words.
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, just the one I was watching did not look fun to me.
No.
I mean, if you're playing it by yourself, not playing against somebody, I feel like that would be a game you have to play against somebody with.
Yeah.
Against somebody.
I got the feel of like Wheel of Fortune a little bit with being able to like guess the letters.
Yeah.
And you know what? We were watching a YouTube explanation, so I don't know if there was more feedback, or was it initiating with like a catchphrase or something like that, so I'm not the best person to ask about this, but I might pick it up and try it.
Yeah.
Especially if it's free.
No, maybe not.
Leave it.
All right,
we're leaving that. Okay, how about this one? Take it or leave it. E3 will go online this summer.
Possibility or for sure?
I don't know.
Because I know they were saying that it's canceled in person.
Okay.
And usually it's in June, beginning mid-June, it's in person. But last year it wasn't. It was online. And then this time they're saying they're looking to future events, and details will come in shortly or soon. So that doesn't even say if they're going to do it online, right? It's just kind of open in the air.
Yeah, kind of open.
I mean, if they have it online, I'll watch it, of course. One, because I enjoy it, and two, for the show.
I wonder if it's cost-effective to do it online.
Yeah.
You know, because, like, honestly, are you going to have, like, some big-name actor as a host and pay, you know, these hosts and have it online? Are you going to – do you see any – money coming in from doing it online? I don't know.
Yeah, that and some of like the big companies are stepping out of it. Like Sony hasn't been there for a while. They've done their own PlayStation. I forget what PlayStation. What is their online thing?
I don't know. The thing that comes to mind is Direct, but that's Nintendo.
Well, yeah, that's Nintendo Direct. Of it. Yeah,
a showcase with your or something.
Snap in there. Yeah, PlayStation showcase. Yeah, that's
showcase.
Very good. Okay. Awesome, babe. Yeah, so that's what they're doing. They do their own thing like a week before E3.
Yeah.
So they really stepped out of it. So they don't need E3 apparently.
They just do it on their own.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know, man. I don't know if E3's gone. That sucks. Because I really wanted to try to attend that show in person whenever.
It'd be fun.
Yeah.
Just to see all this happening in front of us.
Yeah.
Just like, you know, when you go to Comic-Con, right?
Right.
That was fun. Just to see it all happening in front of you.
Right.
And seeing people dress up and all that kind of stuff. Wow. So, Jay, there's other stuff to talk about. So, and the main reason for that E3... the hold up there is because of COVID concerns, having a spike, and I'm hoping that subsides. But there's other stuff for us to talk about, and primarily the Steam Deck.
All right.
And so, Jay, I've been talking about this Steam Deck. I looked up. You can actually, it has a docking station. You can dock your Steam Deck and play it on your screen, whether it be a monitor or your TV,
okay.
You know, and get that going. And what I've seen them do is this. So they got a rating system, okay? And this is good for me because I'm looking ahead. Why should I get this Steam Deck? Why should I invest $300 to $500 in a handheld device when I already have a PS5, right? When there's other things to possibly try and get, like the Xbox Series X. And so what they're doing here is showing you, hey, they're trying to be transparent. Here are some games that will work, and here are some games that may not work. And so they've got this rating system. And I first started talking to Jay about this off mic, and I got a really pleasant reaction from him. And so the rating system looks like this. If you have a green check mark symbol, it indicates a game is fully verified to run well with the device.
All right, that's good, you know. That's good. It feels like a console. You just put the disc in or you download the game, and there you go. It works, you know?
It works.
Simple.
Like it should, right?
Correct. Like it should. Like you turn your key on in your car, or you press the button to start ignition, and there you go.
Yeah, you press the power button, and the light
off
turns on.
There you go. Yeah. Yeah. All right.
And then now you got it. Here's the next part here. A yellow symbol means the game is playable, but requires extra steps or manual work from the user.
Manual work from the user, you PC people. What the heck is going on with this over here? You know what I'm saying? With your Minecraft and Turbo Taxes. What is going on? Oh, my. All right. Same thing. So you turn on your car, and now you got check engine light. Now you got to manually fix your car or you work it. Here you go. Have fun, guys, with your Minecrafts and stuff and your Turbo Taxes. I cannot. No, I don't know about that, man.
There's more. There's more. There's games assigned with a no sign are unsupported and can't run on the Steam Deck, and the final symbol is a question mark.
Questionable. You have to program and learn code in order to get this game to work.
Oh, my God.
Or you can hire somebody, you know? You can buy the game for $60, and then you can hire one of our neighbors to fix it for you.
It's making me... I like I said earlier, I'm very glad that they're being transparent.
That's very
like,
good. I am happy that they're transparent. Yeah.
What they're trying to do, I feel like they're trying to avoid all the people mad,
yeah,
frustrated. Hey, this game, I bought this Steam Deck, and I can't play my favorite game, blah, 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 blah. Yeah,
that would be my expectation. I buy this Steam Deck, and thinking, because it's like a Switch, because with the Switch, you can just purchase the game, and it'll run, right? Versus this, where you feel like, just coming from the console side, that you would purchase this, and then you could play any game that's on Steam. However, like now you're... And if I didn't read that, I would just, let's play Horizon Zero Dawn. You know, that just came out on from the Sony side to PC. And then I get this yellow mark saying that it may work, but I have to install files or delete file. I don't know. That would leave a bad taste in my mouth.
Or it's not running well. Yeah, I hope it's not where, like, on the user end, you've got to...
To optimize it yourself? I'll get it.
Yeah, that's not good. Oh. That's not good for anybody. You know, you got to go on, you know, some subreddit.
Some forum,
subreddit to figure out, right, you know, what do I do here?
Yeah.
You know,
like, hey guys, what do I do? Do I delete this little file over here, then add my own file? Do I copy your file? Can I... unload the zip file that you created and send it to me? Oh, you know, that's a lot of stuff, man.
Right.
Yeah.
And so I'm sure some of you have pre-ordered this, and I'm not trying to say, hey, you can actually, the good thing is, if you did pre-order, you can cancel up to 30 days before it's released.
Right.
And I think it's supposed to be released sometime in March.
Yeah.
So there is time. And what I think is this, what's going to happen is, more information is going to come out. There's going to be updates, you know, because there's going to be backlash on this. People are going to be like, yo, man, why should I, if I don't have my favorite game that's not playable, then why should I pick this up?
Mm.
You know, because I could, or why would I do this if I have a console that works so much easier?
Mm.
You know, there's still some draw to it for me. I am just going to wait until it releases, and then I'm going to decide on whether or not I think this is worth it.
Yeah, I feel like it's a good move, because it's like one of their first products for handheld that's going against Nintendo. I mean, just thinking about it, like, since Sony games are going up on that, and they have like Street Fighter on it, I would definitely play Street Fighter on that, and I could hook up my stick to it.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah, well, you know, the portability is a big thing for me, because let's say, like, because I just got like Just Dance 2022, right? Let's say I wanted to bring this game to my classroom,
mm-hmm.
bring it to work, and maybe have my students play it, you know, or have, you know, we got a rainy day. Hey, I'm on, because I teach PE. Oh, we'll do some Just Dance or something. It's much easier for me to bring a Steam Deck along with me than it is to try to bring an Xbox or a PS5,
right?
You know, and then worry about it getting damaged and that kind of stuff, right? So there is still some upside to the Steam Deck. I just want to see what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what is this list going to look like? Are we going to have, like, you know, 50 games with the green mark, and then maybe two or three games, 10 games with a yellow mark, and maybe zero games with a question mark? We would hope, right?
Shouldn't even have those games on that
super,
thing, man.
Super optimistic, right?
Maybe it might work. Here's throw us $50 and maybe it'll work or not.
Yeah,
I don't know.
That's a shame.
But then, you know, I'm thinking about it. Like, if you're already playing PC, then you'd get this so you can play those games on the go. It might work on your PC, so it doesn't really matter, you know?
Yeah.
So they're buying the game so they could play it at home, but it just can't be portable, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, it'll work on their home.
Did you have any interest in this? Because you already have the Switch.
Yeah, and I don't really play the Switch as my primary console. And I've only played it one or two times on the screen. I typically play it handheld mode.
Okay.
And I only play when there's family around, so I don't know. It's not really my go-to. Like, even if I was at work on a 30-minute break, I wouldn't play my Switch. I've attempted many times to play it. It just, I don't have a game that allows me 30 minutes to play.
Yeah.
Like if it's a, like an RPG, okay, but I don't really have a lot of RPGs that I've on the Switch that would attract me. Although, you know, LT was saying Bravery Default. That's cool.
Really?
I try that.
What about Hades? Have you ever tried that on the Switch?
Oh, yeah. That's where I first played it on the Switch. Okay. It was fine. I did play that at work, and it made time go really fast. That break went by really quick playing it.
Okay.
So there's the, it's just, I guess go through like a little event where I'm playing it for a while, and after that, it's gone, you know?
I see.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I have to be in the mood for it, I guess. But at home, it's primarily just a PlayStation.
Now, here's a game, Dying Light 2, Stay Human. And this was on Twitter recently because of the number of hours that it takes to fully complete this game.
Huh.
What do you say about 500 hours, Jay?
5 hours? 500 hours? That's a lot of investment, man.
500 hours to fully complete Dying Light 2.
I haven't. What's Dying Light 1?
So
is that the zombie game?
It's the zombie game where you do some parkour.
Oh, then at night they get like super aggressive and scary?
I think so. I've never played it.
That's going to be 1,000 hours for me if I were to try to play that game. But
it's interesting. They should have released this game like right now.
Yeah.
Because once February hits, people are waiting on other games.
What's the release date on that?
February 4th.
Oh, man.
It's getting too close. It's getting too close to something like Horizon.
Yeah.
Sifu.
Elden Ring. Yeah.
Elden Ring.
Yeah.
Right? Man, I'm sorry, Dying Light.
those hours
stay aren't human.
You stay human. Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's going to be something else. 500 hours.
That's a long time, man.
But you know what? I think the plus side is that 70, 80 hours to finish the main story.
Wow, that's still a long time.
That's a long time, man.
You must really love that world to stay in it, I would say. I mean, I say that with Final Fantasy. Final Fantasy VII Remake, that took me a while to beat.
Did it?
Yeah.
I never finished Remake.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, just think, like, if you enjoy the gameplay, the story, the characters, why not?
Okay.
But I guess they're talking about side quests and all that.
Yeah.
500, wow.
It's got to be side quests.
Yeah.
Yeah, because 500 hours.
It's a long time.
So how many hours would it take to platinum this game?
Oof.
500?
More than 500, I'm sure, if you're like not using the guide, because you have to find things on your own.
That's way too much.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have 500 to spare.
Not with this lineup coming.
Shoot. What do you think? This is kind of off topic, but what do you think you're gonna spend 500 hours playing this year?
Oh, like one game or multiple games?
I get you two.
Two?
Yeah.
Oh man,
500 is a lot. I mean, that's what's crazy, right? Because like 500, like 100.
It used to not be a lot, but it feels like a lot. Yeah,
it is. Because we'll go through a game and finish it in maybe 30 hours.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like what was that JRPG?
Is it your RPG of the year?
Yeah, the Japanese RPG.
Yeah,
I can't think of it.
Oh, shit.
Tales of Arise.
Yeah,
there's an example. It's under 100 hours.
Right.
I mean, I think it was. I can't even remember.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe 40.
All right.
That sounds like a lot, doesn't it?
I
don't know.
I guess for an JRPG.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you didn't platinum it or anything, or get like the best weapons and stuff.
No.
Yeah, you just played the story to get through it.
So, what do you think? Like, what would be a game that you would spend?
Well, Horizon. I platinumed the first one, and I'm probably gonna try to platinum the second one. So that's gonna take me a while. And then Elder Ring. That thing's huge. Just looking at the map, I'm like, this is freaking crazy.
Yeah.
And that, like, if the game's good, the gameplay's fun, and then you can invite players, like you and I can play and defeat monsters and everything.
Oh, wow.
Oh, man. I'll love it, because I played a lot of Monster Hunter with Mike G and LT and Gene and stuff. So it was a very fun time playing Monster Hunter. And that kind of gives me those vibes. So I'd spend time on that. Sifu is going to be very quick, I feel. I feel like it's going to be like a 10-hour game, which is fine.
Right.
Yeah, I don't mind that.
And I think it should come out before Horizon.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's a game I'm really looking forward to.
Yeah, me too. It looks sick.
But I think you're right. I think that's going to be a quick playthrough. Mm-hmm. And when I say quick,
it'll probably be quick.
Yeah, but it'll probably be like 20 or so hours, you know, which makes sense.
You think so? You think it'll be a 20-hour game?
You think it more or less?
Thinking less, like 10.
Wow.
Thinking 10.
I hope not.
Then you can beat Returnal in like
faster. You can.
there's speedrunners that beat it like super quick, man.
That's amazing.
Yeah. I need Sifu to be quick so we can jump into these other games that are coming up.
Yeah, you know what? And I actually, like right now, because of work and family and stuff, the quicker games are something I'm drawing closer to right now. I am playing Witcher, but that's because there's really nothing out that's grabbing me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so what do we say? What do we say? We change gears a little bit. Talk about some stuff that we're watching.
All right.
Yeah. So I picked up a space drama, a Korean space drama. Oh. Only seen one episode of it.
I thought they only do like love dramas. That's all I know about. Well, they did Squid Game, and I don't know anything about it.
Did you watch Squid Game?
No, I didn't watch Squid Game. My friends at work to tell me to watch it, but you know, I choose video games overall. Well,
these guys here are from Squid Game. Okay, and so the name of the drama is, and I hate to say drama because it's like a more like a series, and because it's a sci-fi one. It's called The Silent Sea, and the reason why I was drawn to this is because, well, one, the trailer looks amazing with the space scenes. And this takes place in like a space station. But you got these actors, and I apologize for saying these incorrectly, but Gong Yoo, Bae Doona, Lee Joon, and Lee Joon is like, he's from like a boy band, but
like BTS?
it's called something else. I didn't write it down, but it's a different one. But Gong Yoo is from Squid Game and other shows. Like, you ever seen Train to Busan?
Was that the
zombie one?
No, my friends also told me to watch that, but I did not watch it.
It's a good one.
Mm.
And also this other gentleman, Heyu Sung Tae. He's also from Squid Game.
Okay.
And so, and then this one gal, Kim Sung Yong, she's from Reply 1988 and Crash Landing on You. And yes, I've watched those shows. Those are like more. Reply 1988 is a funny Korean drama.
Oh, okay.
And it takes back and goes back to the 80s, and is really enjoyable. So this collection of characters, this cast, it drew me to watch this, and so I'm only on the second episode, but I think this is gonna be a good one.
Is it like aliens?
I don't know yet.
Mm.
And so what I've seen so far, they've taken this spaceship into outer space. They had something happen with their booster rocket, and they had to release it, and they made a crash landing onto, and I'm not sure if this is the moon or what planet this is. So they're landing on this planet or this satellite, and they have to leave it and go to the space station. And spoilers, because I've just kind of ruined the first part of this episode. But they've got to make their trek from where they've landed to the space station with very minimal oxygen.
Hmm.
And you know, hey, you know there's only episode one. You know that they're going to make it, that kind of stuff. But the visual effects are really sharp.
Okay.
They look really good. I read up on it, and it took them 2 years to get this set together.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But dedication to putting something great together.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's one thing I'm watching.
All right, cool.
You said you're watching something.
Yeah, still watching the Demon Slayer stuff.
Nice.
Yeah, that's fun. It's just the entertainment saga or... Because I guess they're doing it by sagas or whatever, chapters. So I'm enjoying it. Like, your main character, Tanjiro, is getting more power, more skill. But he can't quite use it all correctly, so he gets beat up while using it. You know, this typical anime stuff. But I enjoy it. Deanna enjoys it, so we're watching that together. And then just watching Encanto, that was fun. Multiple watches. What else am I watching? I think that's pretty much it.
That Demon Slayer, how many seasons is there?
Two so far.
Okay.
They're working on number two right now.
Now, does the anime make you want to play the game more?
No, I actually deleted the game. I did delete the game because I needed to make room for Call of Duty.
Okay.
Just because, you know, some of my in-laws are playing it, so I want to team up with them and play. I just don't think they've been on lately, like since they've returned back to their homes. So I am enjoying Call of Duty, though. Are we done with the segment, or are we transitioning?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, Call of Duty. So, you know, there's different modes, like Battle Royale, and now I'm just playing Plunder. So basically you kill people, you get their items, you get money, or search houses, you get money. Then you have to go to a helicopter, deposit it, and it goes up. And you're against other teams. I don't know how many people are playing, but it's I'm actually enjoying it. It's cool when you have a team member. It's just like when you're soloing. So because usually I just follow the person, but this guy just happened to bail for some reason. So I was playing by myself, and that's when it becomes frustrating.
Okay.
Yeah, just because you're by yourself and I'm just in the back just sniping people, and which can be fun at times.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just something like a quick hit, a quick 30-minute hit, and then I can just do something else. I should really finish Deedlit, but Deedlit is like a Metroidvania, and I just came from Metroid Dread. So that's a little bit too much Metroidvania for me. Although they do play very, very differently. And what else? Street Fighter. I've been watching a lot of videos about Street Fighter and Luke and how Luke should be like a top 5 character. So I just haven't got back to playing Street Fighter again. And I always feel like that game is, you have to play it like every day in order to get good or maintain at least, because the muscle memory of like of your combos and all that junk and the timing.
It's funny you say muscle memory, because I was playing a lot of Back 4 Blood.
Yeah.
And I was also playing some Witcher.
Yeah.
And I spent a good amount of hours on that, maybe like 4 combined with the both of them, over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I felt like my hands, I felt like I was getting arthritis, bro. I'm like, oh my gosh, it's hurting, man. Huh? It's starting to get sore in my wrists and in my forearms. Yeah. I'm like, shoot, man, what's going on? I'm getting old here. But as far as stuff that I'm playing, I'm really enjoying The Witcher.
Okay.
You know, but like I said, I started playing that, and then you sent me that link to Horizon Forbidden West.
Right.
Am I saying that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And.
Or. Horizon Zero Dawn. Sorry.
Zero Dawn.
Yeah.
Okay. But for the. What's the new one?
Forbidden West.
Okay. So you show me that link, and I was like, wow.
He saw a graphical difference.
It's huge. You know? And you got a little bit of the culture.
Yeah.
Did we talk about this yet?
No.
Okay. So we got a little bit about the culture, seeing, you know, them doing stuff like tattoos.
Yeah.
And you're watching this and you see all the specifics, all the details in this.
Yeah.
All the sunlight searing through.
Yeah, the shadowing, right?
And it looks so good. And I'm like, I think to myself, why the hell am I still playing The Witcher? Why am I playing The Witcher? You know what I mean?
Yeah. So you're going to drop it like it's hot when these games come out.
Oh, without a doubt.
Yeah.
You know? And it's going to be really amazing to just kind of jump into, because you want to just immerse yourself into this setting.
Right.
Right? And be part of this world. And for them to... Sorry about that. For them to... talk about it being VR.
Oh, having, yeah, like another, like a game in the Horizon world as VR. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, that's gonna be incredible.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I saw that trailer and right. I was blown away.
Would that make you? I mean, since they're two separate games, but it's the same world, would it drive you to get a VR headset to experience that?
Very, very close.
Very close. Oh wow.
Very close, because you know, I need to see what else games are available for that VR.
Yeah.
But you know, with other thing is when you have kids.
Yeah.
You know, like, hey, they'll probably like it too.
You know, do your daughters, do they get nauseous?
No, not from playing these regular games.
Oh damn! Do they get nauseous in the car?
Sometimes.
If they're reading.
Depending on who's driving.
Ooh. All right.
Okay. I didn't say that. Right? I'll leave it at that.
All right.
It could be me, right?
Okay.
It could be me.
All right.
But real quick, we did buy what do you call it? Just Dance.
Yeah.
2022.
Yeah.
And they're digging it. They love that. That's they've actually really improved on what they've done with that game.
With the motion tracking? Because it's on your phone now versus like on the Move controller or Wii Remote, right?
Yeah, and the way we've been playing it, we always use, because we're on the PlayStation, we always use the phones for it.
Yeah.
I think even on the Xbox, it's the same way too.
Okay.
They've improved on, hey, you can unlock stuff to get a different type of dance.
Ah.
Okay. And I wish I knew the dances and the titles just off the top of my head, but they're unlocking one particular dance and it's allowing them to try even a more challenging dance.
Okay.
And I suck at this. You know, I'm sitting there trying it. They're like, and then my wife's actually better than me, so she'll do it with the girls.
Yeah.
But they're enjoying it.
Oh, that's fun. I like that.
And right now, it's on the Amazon Prime for like $25.
Okay.
And shoot, it shipped like in one day.
Mm.
So that's a good look at. If that's your thing, if you have kids that enjoy dance, boy or girl, take a look at that. That's a fun game.
Yeah. Yeah. Just protect your phones.
Protect your phones, because
right,
yeah,
you have to hold on to the phone.
You have
the whole time.
Yep, you have to use your phone to coordinate the movements.
Yeah,
and then it tracks it.
Yeah, whoa,
it's cool.
I just see my phone just flinging at one sometime during a dance.
Yeah, I just watched, right, so I can't give it a review.
Yeah,
but that is a fun game.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever tried any of those dancing games?
Like DDR? Back then with a pad.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's so awesome.
Yeah, but I remember I was in college, and because we had an arcade at San Diego State in their little pub down there. And, you know, there was Marvel, there's MVS2, there's Sync vs. Capcom, and then you got DDR, and there's this guy. He had his whole routine for one song, man.
Really?
Yeah, he was jumping over the rail and stuff and posing. What? I was like, Dad, this guy's super into it, man.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was cool. I didn't hate on him or anything. I was just amazed. I'm like, wow, that's hardcore.
Wow.
Yeah, I was just like, that's a lot of cardio.
This is San Diego State at the bowling alley?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious.
Yeah, that bowling alley was terrible, though. You know, when you go to Mira Mesa Ball or Kearney when they were open back then, like the lanes were nice and oiled and slick. You go to San Diego State, holy crap,
it's dry. Sticking. Yeah. Yep.
I took a bowling class at my last semester.
Good for you.
I was like, hell no, I'm graduating. Graduate. Bowling class, man.
Yeah. I went to San Diego State before they had the... Because the bowling alley is like downstairs, right?
Yeah.
Before they even did it that way, it was like totally different. That's amazing to look at now because they've done so many renovations.
Yeah. There.
So, let's end with some take it or leave it.
Okay.
With some games that are coming up.
All right.
What do you think?
All right. Let's do it.
Excuse me. Rainbow Six. Take it or leave it.
Leave it.
Okay.
How about you?
Leave it.
Okay.
Extraction on the Xbox.
Oh, what's that?
I don't know. But I am intrigued. I may take it and check it out.
Okay. I'll leave it. I don't have an Xbox.
Okay. Doki Doki Literature Club PS5 version.
You know, it's fun. I think that's for the, maybe it's for the disc, because I already have the PS5 version. The
digital. You do?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'll take it 1,000 times.
Hey, man, that better not be in
give
your...
me.
Give me. It. Better not be in your game of the year, man.
Hey, it qualifies again, right?
No.
Hell yeah, it
qualifies. No.
It is
can't.
Released. When is this released? Say it.
2022.
Say it.
Shoot you.
Say it.
Okay, Dying Light 2.
Leave it. I got 5 hours. I got no 500 hours for you.
Sifu.
Take it.
Take it from me.
Take it. Yeah, man.
I'm probably going to leave Dying Light 2.
Yeah, I can't wait for Sifu. Just that, just based on the previews, I've watched many videos, and they are enjoying that game.
Horizon Forbidden West. Should I even ask that?
Oh, sorry, I pre-ordered already, guys, you know? So sorry, they already have my pre-order money, so take it.
I'm going to take it, too.
Yeah.
Elden Ring. This is going to be hard because playing the both of those, Horizon Forbidden West comes out February 18th, and then Elden Ring comes out the 25th. It's crazy. It's too close.
There is no way I'm going to power through Horizon and have like fun with it.
There's no way.
Unless I'll have fun with it, but I want to absorb it, enjoy it, get, you know, I want to see the guy getting the tattoos like in Hawaii, and then I'm like, oh yeah, I'm feeling the tattoos too. It's going to be VR. Like that.
VR, right?
You know, because it's so immersive.
It's going to be hard.
Can you imagine that in the DualSense? I'm curious if they're going to like do that.
I don't know. How is this vibration?
Yeah, you know, like Aloy, maybe she's like, oh, give me a tattoo on my right arm, and then all of a sudden the right side of the DualSense is like shaking. I'm like, oh, okay, all right.
Uh-huh,
all right.
Yeah, the Elden Ring's going to be hard. Because you know you want to try it.
Yeah, I definitely want to try it. Because, oh, man. I usually stick with one game and I play it through and then I move on to the next.
Yeah.
I kind of dip my toe in one game just to test it out, but then I'll just dive back into the previous game I was playing.
Right. We're going to have to talk about that one because maybe if you're doing Horizon,
the
Elden Ring.
Yeah, I mean, we could both do Horizon because it comes out earlier.
Yeah.
But when we have that fork in the road, like, I mean, yeah, we'll get there. We'll see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, it's a good problem to have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It means more games to play, yeah.
Now, what about this? Babylon's Fall.
Nah, man. I saw that trailer. I was like, way back whenever they released it. Nah, leave it.
I actually liked it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But it's a Square Enix game, right?
Yeah, but it's too close.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, February is a short month, and then March 3rd, Babylon Fall?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Wow. I'm going to leave it right there. I don't want to get too far into the games of March.
Sure.
But, man, Jay, we covered a ton of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You've got some Peacemaker
yeah.
to watch this week and just some games. Hey,
did
to
you watch The Matrix?
I didn't finish it.
Oh, man, I've been meaning to watch it because, yeah, I've been meaning to watch it and I haven't. I think I'm just going to watch it by myself. I don't think anybody else is interested in watching it. I'm just going to watch it.
I'll finish it, and then so we can kind of get an idea, and then give our criticisms of it.
Yeah, criticisms.
Or I should say our praises,
our opinions. Criticism. So I was like, that is already like dirt already. Wow.
Yeah.
All right. So don't go in with any expectations. Got it. Okay.
So we miss anything?
No. Great.
Good stuff, Jay.
Cool.
All right, you all been listening to JB Neighbor Gamers. Thank you all, and take a listen next week.
All right, be kind to yourself and be kind to others. Take care.
All right, bye.
Bye.